variety in Bhagavan's teaching by Kunji Swami. Sri Bhagavan's detailed explanations of self-inquiry do not mean that his emphasis on this method was absolute or dogmatic. Sri Kunji Swami relates how the Maharishi gave all methods their due place, citing concrete instances. Sri Bhagavan's presence and teachings gave hope and strength to different classes of seekers at different levels. Thus, the teachings were not limited to those who took to pure inquiry, as is sometimes assumed. Bhagavan, as the Jnani, was on a level higher than that of a spiritual master, and therefore it followed that whatever one's path, one received help and guidance. No attempt at changing one's approach was needed. An important teaching of his was that intensity of practice and one-pointedness on any path will be fruitful. Stotra, Japa, Dhyana, and Vichara are ascending stages of sadhana. While confirming this, Bhagavan was also clear that this did not mean that all stages were necessarily to be gone through by all. Certainly, there were exceptions, as for example, in the case of the four great Tamil saints who signed the price of Lord Shiva. With them, it was an achievement of Akandakara Vriddhi, unbroken experience of awareness, brought about by constant remembrance of the name. Never was there a moment when I did not think of you. In that achievement, where was the need for vichara? Its result was already there. Dandapani Swami once pleaded with Sri Bhagavan to give him some upadesa. It was a Sivaratri day. The devotee affirmed he had no practice to his credit. But Bhagavan persistently asked him whether he had not done any little practice of any kind. At last, the fact emerged that he used to write the Ramakoti, a crore of Ramanama. Sri Bhagavan instructed him to do it more and more. One doubt that often assails pupil relates to the relative superiority of mantras. Sri Bhagavan explained that the choice of a particular mantra purely depended upon one's samskara. There is no superiority or inferiority in the mantras themselves. In the choice of the mantra, as in other things, it was characteristic of Sri Bhagavan to encourage one in a path already chosen so that it acted like a lever, resulting in more progress. In olden days, when we had the benefit of receiving personal instructions from Sri Bhagavan, one of them was to get into meditation before going to sleep. Thus, sleep overtook one as a natural consequence of fatigue and was not induced or preceded by lying down. Also, the first thing in the morning, immediately on getting up from bed, one was to go into meditation. Then, the state of mind immediately before sleep would be resumed on waking. This would ensure a serenity of mind and also a feeling of tirelessness throughout the day. Parayana, recitation, japa, dhyana, and vichara usually represent different modes of sadhana, but it may not be possible for a sadhaka to be engaged in any one of these continuously. So, Sri Bhagavan's advice was to alternately try all the four to ensure continued sadhana, which would be otherwise impossible. Thus, if one tires of dhyana, one can do japa, following it up with parayana, and so on. My practice was to recite slokas on my walk to Skandashramam in the morning. One day, Bhagavan happened to see me and asked what I was doing. When I told him about my parayana, he encouraged it and said it was a good way to simultaneously go through one's routine and also do something towards controlling the mind. Sri Bhagavan stressed the importance of developing good tendencies, likening it to sowing a ripe seed. A ripe seed thrown carelessly on rocky soil will sprout and grow, be it even after 1,000 years. It will never go to waste. Likewise, good tendencies. Asked on one occasion how it could be that self-knowledge is easy, the easiest thing there is, referring to Bhagavan's poem, Self-Knowledge, while others said it was the most difficult thing there was, and whether the individual could get it so easily and unaided, Bhagavan seemed to sympathize and pointed out the words, "Grace is needed most." In the same poem, he said that this was the key to understanding the poem. Sourced from The Mountain Path, January 1972.